Yitzchak loved Esav because he had food in his mouth? What does that mean? He was bribed by a piece of steak? Could we say something like this about our forefathers? The Be'er Yosef explains that imagine having twins, but one was given a lot of capabilities and one was not. And they both come home with an 80 on the report card. The one who only is capable of a 70 and gets an 80, you're thrilled. He produced much more than was expected of him. The one who should have got 100 out of 80, you're not impressed. Yitzchak was under the impression that Yaakov to sit naturally and learn 20 hours a day, very doable. It was his natural tendencies to do it. So he didn't think he was fighting the Yetzirah. He was just doing what he's normally born to do. Esav was born the other way. Esav was born not to be good. So he saw Esav trying and trying, even though he knew that Esav was not producing at the rate Yaakov was. He was not nearly as impressive as Yaakov, but the effort is what counts. The Gemara says that when people have natural tendencies toward anything negative, they can switch it to something positive. If you have a natural tendency to be a lawyer, become a dayan, a Jewish judge. Anything can be judged for positive. The Gemara says specifically, if someone is going to be natural tendency to be a killer, what he should do is become a shoychet or a moil, slaughter animals or do bris milas. Unbelievable. In the beginning of this parasha, Tosfos on the Torah says that Esav was not gemalot. He never had a circumcision. Why? Because when he was born, his coloring was off. He was red. And therefore, Yitzhak said he can't have a mila. And then when he got to a certain age, at 2 years old, and he realized that this is natural color, he said, you know what? I'll wait till he does it himself at 13. Why would he wait for himself to do it at 13? And then Esav didn't do it. What was Yitzchak's cheshbon? Yitzchak's cheshbon was because at a certain point he realized Esav's natural tendencies are bad. Let him turn it to good to do a bris milah. Let him circumcise. Let him take that negative energy and make it positive. That's how the parasha starts. How does the parasha end? Parsha ends with Yitzchak telling Esav, do me a favor, go slaughter an animal for me and bring it to me so I can give you a blessing. Slaughtering an animal. That's the other thing you do with a natural born killer. You turn him into shoychtim and you turn him into moilim. Yitzchak wasn't fooled by Esav. Yitzchak was the ultimate master of education. He was telling Esav, follow my advice, turn the negative into a positive thing. And you could turn out not just like Yaakov, but even better because you're fighting it more. Know your talents and know what you could do. And if you think it's something negative, channel it to the positive.